DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
And now, the radio listings for the 7 days beginning Saturday the 22nd of August, compiled by Wendy and read by Gilly. And starting with Saturday, a reminder that the BBC Proms continues on Radio 3 this week with programmes every evening. Today's prom is at 7:30 p.m. Marriott's Monologues is a 1991 programme with the late Dame Thora Heard reciting The Lion and Albert and The Return of Albert on Radio 4 Extra at 1:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. The Dancing Partner is Jerome K. Jerome's 1893 tale in which, when a group of young women complain about a lack of dance partners, a toy maker gets creative. Radio 4 Extra at 4:30 p.m. Moving on to Sunday the 23rd of August. In the first of a new series of The Reunion, the subject is the 1970 Isle of Wight Festival, bringing together some of the performers and organisers. It's on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. The Castaway in Desert Island Discs Revisited from 2009 is the singer Barry Manilow on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. In David Attenborough's Life Stories, he recalls how in Kenya he interviewed the Adamsons, famous for hand-rearing a lioness. Radio 4 Extra at 6:45 a.m, 11:45 a.m. and 5:45 p.m. The General Knowledge Quiz, Brain of Britain, continues on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. Ringing the Bull Ring follows the bell ringers of St Martin in the Bull Ring as they endeavour to add to their record at the 2026 National 12 Bells Striking Contest in York. Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. From Our Own Correspondent is on Radio 4 at 9:30 p.m. Turning now to those programmes which are broadcast at the same time every day from Monday to Friday. Breathing Underwater is the tale of a diver's search for a shipwreck on Radio 4 Extra at 8:45 a.m. 1:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. Human Hosts sounds intriguing. It's described as a light-hearted series in which actors take on the guise of parasites infesting the human body on Radio 4 Extra at 9:30 a.m. every day this week. Five Red Herrings is a dramatisation of the 1931 Dorothy L. Sayers murder mystery, starring Ian Carmichael as the gentleman detective, on Radio 4 Extra every day at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. The book of the week is All the Beauty in the World, Patrick Bringley's memoir in which he describes how he came to terms with the death of his brother by becoming a guard at the Metropolitan Museum of Arts in New York. Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m. each day this week. The series Human Intelligence, Conversationalists, continues to explore the minds of subjects including Voltaire, Desmond Tutu, and Homer, on Radio 4 at 1:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. The Composer of the Week features conversation with Sally Beamish, born in 1956, at her home on the south coast of England, on Radio 3 at 4 p.m. every day this week. The Book at Bedtime, Mr. Sidhu's Post Office, continues on Radio 4 at 10:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now, some individual programmes to listen to through the week, starting with Monday the 24th of August. Children of the Enemy brings us the remarkable story of German children fostered by Dutch families after the Second World War. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Great Lives pays tribute to Eric Ashby, who lived in the New Forest where he painstakingly filmed the local wildlife. Radio 4 at 3 p.m. In Sounds Natural, in a programme from 1976, Bing Crosby can be heard discussing his love of nature and the outdoors on Radio 4 Extra at 4 p.m. The last in the current series of comedy, Just a Minute, hosted by Sue Perkins, is on Radio 4 at 6:30 p.m. Today's BBC Proms features a programme of American music on Radio 3 at 7 p.m. Two short stories by A.S. Byatt are featured on what would have been her 90th birthday, The July Ghost at 9 p.m. and Rose-Coloured Teacups at 9:45 p.m., both on Radio 4 Extra. Some suggestions for Tuesday the 25th of August. Today's drama is The Test Batter Can't Breathe, in which test match commentary is interrupted by news that one of England's most talented batsmen has gone missing. Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. A new series of History's Secret Heroes, presented by Helena Bonham Carter, begins with the story of Elvira Chaudwa, D-Day's double-crossing agent, on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. In WhatsApp Docs, Chris and Zan van Tulliken unpack the benefits of walking while taking a stroll through Sheffield Botanical Gardens on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. Today's BBC Proms from the Royal Albert Hall have a programme of music associated with the James Bond franchise on Radio 3 at 7 p.m. In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented as usual by Peter White on Radio 4 at 8:40 p.m. Moving on to Wednesday the 26th of August, Men of Intelligence is a drama set in 1960 London, where a Russian ballet star wants to defect. MI5 want to help him, but MI6 wants to send him back. Radio 4 Extra at 7 a.m, 12 noon and 6 p.m. Choral Evensong comes from the Chapel of St John's College, Cambridge, on Radio 3 at 3 p.m. Lab-grown life explores the rapidly advancing field of synthetic biology on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. In the series Nature Bang, the presenters head into the woods to learn more about the culture of the great tit on Radio 4 at 4 p.m. In Word from Cupid, a talking parrot comes to the rescue of a husband and wife who have drifted apart after 27 years of marriage on Radio 4 Extra at 9 p.m. Then on Thursday, the 27th of August, Natalie Haynes stands up for the classics, continues with a reading of the Argonautica by Apollonius, narrating Jason and the Argonauts' epic quest to retrieve the Golden Fleece on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. In a programme from 2002 in the series Great Lives, the subject is philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Open Country joins a group of people on a river pilgrimage in Kent, walking the entire length of the River Medway, Radio 4 at 3 p.m. In The Governor's Consort, Lady Edith is sailing with her husband to a lonely life on a South Atlantic island where he is about to become governor. On Radio 4 Extra at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. A new series of Word of Mouth begins with a programme about the Gaelic language, presented by Michael Rosen on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. And so finally to Friday the 28th of August. The food programme brings us a day in the life of a school catering manager, focusing on Andrew Cowan, who has been helping transform school food in Bury, Greater Manchester, by bringing local, organic and seasonal produce to 56 council-run schools. Radio 4 at 11 a.m. Today's edition of Rare Earth investigates how the environment will be impacted by Andy Burnham's new government and explores the major decisions that will need to be taken on energy, transport and nature protection on Radio 4 at 12:04 p.m. In the series Living on the Edge, this week's programme visits Skegness and joins John Nuttall and his donkeys on the beach on Radio 4 at 2:45 p.m. Enjoy your listening week.
And now for the audio-described television programmes for the week beginning Saturday the 22nd and ending Friday the 28th of August 2026, written by John and read by me, Demi. So for Saturday, start your day with drama and comedy. Channel 4 has three episodes of Everyone Loves Raymond starting at 8 a.m, followed by three episodes of Frasier starting at 9:25. Bargain Hunt is from Newark at 12 noon on BBC One. And if you missed the first part of Race Against the Tide, where competitors create fantastic sand castles before the tide comes in and reclaims the sand, the programme is repeated on BBC Two at 12:55. Homes Under the Hammer features properties in London, Newcastle and Nottingham. It's on BBC One at 2 p.m. The early evening film on BBC One is the family comedy Paddington. A Peruvian jungle bear arrives in London, but he catches the eye of a taxidermist. How he gets on is revealed at 7:15 p.m. The 1% Club is on ITV at 8:15 p.m. and the late-ish film on ITV One at 9:35 is the spy thriller Spectre. James Bond goes rogue in search of an elusive mastermind who may have links to Bond's own past. So, on to Sunday, 23rd. Bargain Hunt is from Southwell and is on BBC One at 11:30. There's a choice of films at 2:15. On BBC One, Sean has to rescue his farmer, who is using his sheep shearing skills to become a barber. What could possibly go wrong? That's Shaun the Sheep, the movie, on BBC One at 2:15. Alternatively, on ITV One, follow James Bond as he searches for a British weapons system aboard a sunken vessel before it falls into the wrong hands. That's For Your Eyes Only. ITV One at 2:15. Wildlife cameraman Hamza Yassin goes in search of his top birds of prey in Hamza, Strictly Birds of Prey, on BBC One at 3:35. In 2018, the Fakel Fortune team investigated the authenticity of two sketchbooks thought to be the work of Toulouse-Lautrec. This programme reveals what has happened since. Fake or fortune? What happened next? That's on BBC Two at 5 p.m. ITV One has a documentary looking at the new extremes of heat and drought and how wildlife is adapting to these extremes. Force of Nature is on ITV One at 7. and it's the final of The Piano on Channel 4 at 9. Claudia, Mika and the six amateur pianists head for the final concert in Birmingham's Symphony Hall. Now, BBC Two has a shark theme this evening, starting with Blue Planet Revisited, A Shark's Tale. Steve Buckshall discovers why the Bahamas provide a sanctuary for sharks at 8. Then at 9, why sharks attack, investigating shark behaviour following three fatal attacks in Egypt. And this is followed by What Else But Jaws, the feature film at 10. Now, a look at programmes that are on the same time each week. The following are on BBC One. Homes Under the Hammer at 11.15, Bargain Hunt 12.15, Escape to the Country at 2.45, and The Repair Shop at 3.30. Now, the other channels, Dickinson's Real Deal on ITV at 2, Animal Park on BBC Two at 2.45, Great Continental Railway Journeys is on BBC Two at 6.30, and two episodes of Heartbeat on ITV3 starting at 5.50 and 6.55pm. The soaps are EastEnders, BBC One at 7.30, Emmerdale, ITV1 at 8, all week, and Coronation Street, ITV1, 8.30, all week. Back to the weekdays, starting with Monday. Kelvin invites a leading chef to view his pigs in the hope he'll buy pork for his restaurant. That's Fletcher's Family Farm on ITV1 at 7.30. It's Monday, so that's quiz night on BBC Two, starting with Mastermind at 7.30 and then University Challenge at 8.30. The Apple Yards, a family of six, declutter their three-bedroomed home and remove half of their belongings to make way for a reorganised future, of course, in Sort Your Life Out with Stacey Solomon on BBC One at 8. Michael Sheen is in Rhiabon in North Wales, where locals are concerned about what they believe are high rates of cancer in the community. Buried with Michael Sheen is on BBC Two at 9. Now, what happened to Natasha and her sister Lerianne, who were left as babies less than 2 years apart at two South London hospitals? Find out in the last of the present series of Long Lost Family, Born Without Trace, What Happened Next on ITV One at 9. Bob and Paul head to a lake in the Surrey Hills and set their hearts on landing a big carp. Mortimer and Whitehouse gone fishing on BBC Two at 10. Now, on to Tuesday the 25th, the Sandcastle Challenge tonight is to create sand sculptures that reflect what is home to them, and all before the tide comes in. Race Against the Tide is on BBC Two at 7.30. The Great British Sewing Bee is all about the pop scene, with turning bedroom furnishings into outfits for pop artists, making 1970s disco outfits and cone bras in homage to Madonna. All will be revealed on BBC One starting at 8. Exhausted parents Kirsty and Oliver think a dog might be able to help wear out their 2-year-old toddler Stanley. Will the doghouse be able to help? Find out on Channel 4 at 8. A Mayday call is received from a yacht breaking up off the Norfolk coast. RNLI crews from Great Yarmouth and Galston race to the rescue in Saving Lives at Sea on BBC Two at 8. And to continue the life and death theme, the team strive to save Paul, whose leg has been severed after it was hit by a train, and they question a man with a deep wound who denies being stabbed. Emergency 24/7 is on BBC Two at 9. If you'd rather be cooking, follow the celebrities who are tasked with creating their own signature dish in Celebrity MasterChef on BBC One at 9. Now, Wednesday the 26th, Fiona, Bruce and Philip Mould have investigated the provenance of John Lennon's piano, now owned by Chesney Hawkes. But now, following new evidence from viewers, they investigate whether the visionary songwriter actually played it. Fake or Fortune, what happened next on BBC One at 8? Kirsty and Phil are in Whitley Bay visiting period properties and modern homes in Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It Brilliant Builds on Channel 4 at 8 tonight. Alternatively, you could find out how the Warburton's factory in Bolton makes 1.4 million loaves of bread a week when Paddy McGuinness visits the factory where he once worked. Inside the Factory on BBC Two at 8. The second round of heats continues in MasterChef with Zoe Ball challenging the celebrities to create their ultimate pudding. Find out how they get on at 9 p.m. on BBC One. Jasper is shocked when a murder occurs when he visits a retirement home with Zelda and her new boyfriend Peter. Professor T on ITV One at 9. Ahead of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers, this programme from 2021 charts the events in the White House on that horrific day. 9/11, inside the President's War Room, is on BBC Two at 9. Thursday, the 27th. Joel Dommett, Colin Murray and Susanna Reid all feature in It'll Be All Right on the Night on ITV One at 7:30. Nut and Seed Based Snacks, a gadget to tackle water waste, a mural installation business and cricket clothing for women and girls are all looking for investment from the Dragon's Den on BBC One at 8. Also at 8, the five remaining would-be art dealers visit Margate to persuade local artists to work with them and sell their work at a pop-up art fair at Dreamland, the town's famous amusement park. The Big Deal with Steph McGovern is on BBC Two at 8. You've got three choices at 9. On BBC One, it's the second episode of Ludwig, a murder witnessed by an entire wedding party. Proves quite a puzzle. Will you be as overwhelmed as Ludwig by all the variables? Find out on BBC One at 9. BBC Two, David Olisoga continues the history of the Edinburgh House through time. And on Channel 5, a wealthy man claims a sun lounger as his kingdom for the day. Later he falls asleep, but he never wakes up. Benidorm is Murder on Channel 5. And if you miss Jaws on Sunday, there's another chance to see it at 9 on BBC 4. And finally, Friday, 28th of August. The hunt is on for the killer of one of three actors shortlisted to play the next agent, Jonas Best. This is the first episode of the new series of Sister Boniface's Mysteries on BBC One at 2 p.m. Tom Kerridge challenges contestants for Celebrity MasterChef to make his favourite Michelin-starred recipes, giving advice, tips and pitfalls to help them. He is impressed by their wonderful interpretations. Find out if you agree in Celebrity MasterChef on BBC One at 8. Two polar bears need rescuing as their home at a wildlife park in Sweden is closing. Jimmy Doherty decides to relocate them to his farm in Suffolk. So begins his journey to create a suitable enclosure for them and transporting them from Sweden to the UK. Jimmy Doherty's Big Bear Rescue is on Channel 4 at 8. Retired archaeologist Judith Potts overhears the murder of her neighbour, and with her friends, Susie and Bex, start their own investigation. The Marlowe Murder Club starts a new series on BBC Two at 9. And a new series of a US drama based on the novel from John Grisham. Rudy Baylor, who is fresh out of law school, takes on a medical malpractice case against the firm's managing partner. The Rainmaker. It's on ITV One at 9. And if you like a really late film, there's a biographical comedy drama on BBC One at 10 minutes past midnight. After they split with the Hollywood studios, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy embark on a tour of Britain's music halls. But with attendance low and Stan struggling to sell a new screenplay, old resentments flare up, threatening their friendship. Stan and Ollie on BBC One at 12:10. And there we are. We hope you find something of interest in this week's suggestions. Happy viewing.
TNF Soundings.